views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you shift out of whatever challenges are holding you back so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Today, I am super excited to have Karen Curry Parker on the show with me. Now, I've heard Karen speak on several different shows and telesummits over the years, and I just always love her energy, all the information that she shares about human design and other things, and I just have always really enjoyed her. So this fall, as I listened, I received this nudging from my own guide saying, why don't you ask her to come on your show? Now, I had that typical sort of response of, oh, would it even be possible? I don't know. Is my show big enough? All that kind of thing. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to try. And so I listened, I reached out, and to my absolute delight, Karen agreed wholeheartedly. So let me tell you a little bit about Karen. Karen is a best-selling author of multiple books, creator of the Human Design for Everyone training system and the Quantum Alignment system. She has been speaking, coaching, training, and podcasting on these topics for almost 30 years, touching close to 10,000 lives around the world. Her core mission is to help people live the life they were designed to live by discovering who they are, what they are here to do, and how to activate their potential and authentic life path. Now, Karen began her work as a midwife. She holds a degree in both nursing and journalism, and she's launched her own publishing company. Now, she's a mom, but I just found out that she's a mom to like 8 kids, 7 that are adults now, and then a 10-year-old as well. So that's more than just being a mom. She's trained in things like EFT, which I often refer to as tapping, belief point energy repatterning. She's working on a new book, I understand. While I was talking back and forth with her assistant, she was running all these retreats. And apparently she's also getting her PhD in integrative health. So this is one incredibly busy woman. And really, we're just talking professionally there, never mind the personal side. So today, Karen is here to talk about how human design can help you live a more aligned and authentic life as a woman and mother, as well as how to step into the irreplaceable role that you're meant to play in this world. This show is all about reconnecting to your authentic feminine power, and I am thrilled to have Karen with us to guide us on this topic today. Karen, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I am just thrilled to have you here. Now, I already mentioned to you that this is a pretty big topic for the less than 30 minutes that we have to talk about it. So I do want to dive right in. But when we were talking just before the show, you mentioned to me about your personal life and having kids. Can you just share a little bit about that now?
Well, I have a lot of them. and every one of them is different, which is probably the biggest thing that excites me about human design is because I used it immediately with my kids. I think having, you know, human design is a way of really understanding the way people operate, how their energy works, how their temperament operates. It tells you a lot from a parenting perspective, how your kids sleep, which kids are going to be more prone to power struggles, which kids need more attention. And if you don't give them attention, how you know, what kinds of mischief they might get into. It tells you a lot about what's the underlying driver behind sometimes why your kids misbehave, because kids misbehave for different reasons, and how you can tackle those drivers proactively. So when I first encountered human design, which was in 2000, which is a long time ago now, I think my kids were probably, I guess I'm doing the math now, which is bad because I don't remember how old anybody is anymore, but you know, they were all, you know, not teenagers yet, or very close to teenager years. And I had one kid, we all have that one kid, right? I had that one kid that, you know, had a permanent, we used to joke, he had permanent road rash on his face because he'd always, you know, fallen out of a tree or fallen off of a little tyke's car or something. I mean, he was a handful.
Yes.
And really, you know, really gave me a lot of challenges. Mostly the biggest challenge was keeping him alive because he was kind of a daredevil. And, you know, when I looked at his human design, which, gave me tremendous answers about who he was and why he was the way that he was, you know, it really gave me a very powerful way to raise him that allowed him to discover in the way that was right for him how he could best activate his learning style, his way of being in the world, without shaming him, mm-hmm. without medicating him, because when he was in school, they were constantly wanting to medicate him, but there wasn't anything wrong with him. He was just, you know, by design, a experimental, high active, you know, creative, passionate person. And he didn't really need to be medicated. He needed to be allowed to explore his true nature according right. to his temperament and his energy design. So, you know, after really playing with their designs and helping them understand who they are, I actually ended up pulling them out of school, several of them out of school. One of them stayed in school because he really liked school and it was a good fit for him. But I pulled right. them out of school and homeschooled them for 11 years.
In all your extra time.
In all your extra time. It was yeah. there it was a full-time job plus on top of everything else.
Oh, so amazing. And now you even have a grandchild as well. So you've got all the
my grandbaby was born 6 weeks ago, my first grandbaby.
Oh my gosh. That is so neat. Now, I didn't know this, and I do want to jump into the explanation of human design, but just before we do, you mentioned to me also that human design was actually created originally to help understand kids and help to support kids before they realize that, you know what, we have to help their parents first understand this if we really want this to trickle down. I think that is really fascinating. Yeah, that's so important for us to know because it tells us that, can this help you? Absolutely. This can help you when it comes mm-hmm. To dealing with your kids. So for those listeners who are not familiar, maybe you could just give us a quick synopsis of what human design is and why it's important on the planet right now.
Totally. So human design is a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Hindu chakra system, the Judaic Kabbalah, and quantum physics. That's gobbledygook for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What it really is using your birth information, you actually calculate using a computer, thank God, because we used to do this by hand. You use your birth information and it's the computer system spits out this chart. This chart is basically a map of how you're hardwired. So if you've ever remodeled your kitchen or your house, you know that the electrician comes in and he's got a circuit map, right, of where the circuitry runs and how to get it all through the room and where the plugs are. Your human design is just like that blueprint of the circuitry of your kitchen. It's the blueprint of the circuitry of how you operate in the world. What it shows you is, especially if you're looking at it from a parenting point of view, it shows you a lot about your temperament. It shows you a lot about your purpose. It shows you what you're here to talk about. It shows you how your energy can be impacted by other people. So one of the things that the chart will show you is, are you emotionally empathic? All right. So when we have an emotionally empathic child and you're raising an emotionally empathic child, that's usually the kid that's super sensitive. And oftentimes it is the kid in the family that's very dramatic because they're taking in everybody's emotional energy and they're feeling it so deeply. They're the ones that are acting out the emotional energy in the family, and recognizing that helps you parent them in a way that allows them to stay connected to their own energy and not get their energy hijacked by the energies around them. From a parenting perspective, as I said, it shows you what's the best way for you to sleep, what's the best way for you to eat. And most importantly, and I think this is really the crux of the system, it shows you how you are designed to make good and powerful decisions. And the way in which you are designed to make decisions, because everybody makes decisions differently. And if you think about your life is the sum total of every choice you've ever made. And if you don't know how to make choices in the way that's right for you, and in human design, there are five different energy types. Each one of those types has a different way of making decisions. If you don't know your energy type and how to make decisions that are right for you, you're going to compromise what you need and want. You're going to give up what you need and want. You're going to potentially take yourself in a direction that's going to cause you to really be misaligned with your purpose and a life that feels effective and productive and meaningful. If you are a parent, and your kids, you're struggling with really basic parenting issues like peer pressure. It's a really, it's an issue we talk about a lot, especially when we have middle school and teenage kids.
Mm-hmm,
when you understand their design and you can, you can recognize their decision-making strategy, you can start giving them really powerful information that's going to teach them how to stay in integrity with who they are, no matter what's going on around them, and how to, in conjunction with that, make the right decisions for themselves that keep them staying true to who they are and not compromising even in the face of, say, peer pressure.
Nice. I think that it is such critical information for us to know, because it totally changes how we view our child. And I mean, this isn't even just about our child, how we view ourselves, like when we start beating ourselves up because, why can't I talk less? Why can't I do this less? And that reminds me, I was reading one of your newsletters because I am on your list. And you were talking about how the biggest problem with communication is we think it's about talking. And that, I found that so incredibly intriguing. I thought, wow, if there's something parents need to know, because little kids with their high energy and they're talking away about things, and sometimes we, we just can't take it and we say, like, stop, just stop. So could you speak to that just a little bit about what is really going on when your child's talking like that?
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple things going on, but I'll break it down for you. First of all, a lot of children by their human design need more attention than average. And I would say, if I was going to break it down numerically, I'll say 70% of children need attention and recognition more than what I think we're taught is normal attention and recognition. And if they don't get that need for attention and recognition met appropriately, meaning if you're not really the bottom line is if you're not present to your kid, really present to your kid, then they will do things to irritate and annoy you, not on purpose. This isn't something they're doing like consciously. They're not like saying to themselves, wow, mom's really not present to me today. I think I'm going to annoy her, right? This is an unconscious learning pattern. They will annoy you, because then they'll still be getting attention, even if you're snapping at them or telling them, get out of the pantry, no, you can't have a snack right now, or whatever it is that they're doing. Right. That annoying piece that energy they're creating, that's their getting your attention, because that attention, even though it's negative, is helping them move energy. 70% of people need to move energy verbally. And that's a very different thing than communicating. Communicating is when you're getting one point across to somebody else, right? But talking for the sake of moving energy, because you've got energy that you've built up over the course of the day, is really essential for a lot of people. And if you don't create that space for your children to discharge that energy, it goes other places. And some of the places where it goes is it gets internalized and they start to feel like, oh, I'm not worthy of attention, or I'm not loved for me being who I am, or my voice isn't important, or I'm invisible. They start to internalize that place where, oh, I am not being heard. Or, as I said, they start to act out and do mischief because they're not getting that energy movement that they need. And so here's how I would teach this, Debbie. I would say kids have a need for attention, and it's very much like our need for coffee, right? And and 70% of the people have a need for attention, and children have a need for attention, like our need for coffee. So if you go into the kitchen in the morning and your partner is making coffee and you hold out your mug and your partner gives you a drop, right? And you slurp it down with gusto. And then you're like holding your cup out again and you slurp it down with gusto and you hold out your cup again and you just get drop by drop by drop. You know, it's very unsatisfying. And you're not going to stop offering up your mug. And in fact, at a certain point, you're probably going to push that mug out and kind of stomp your feet and say, look, you've got to give me more than just a drop, right?
Right.
A child's need for attention is very much like our need for coffee under those circumstances. And if we're just giving them drop by drop by drop and not giving them a space to just sit and let them unload all that energy, let's say it's the end of the day and they come home and they've got to unpack their entire day. If they're not getting that full presence, then they're just going to keep coming back for another drop and another drop and another drop. And then we feel annoyed and they feel unheard. And it's a dynamic that creates some longer term ramifications, particularly when you have a teenager later on.
Yes. Yes. And then they often stop talking to you. Mm-hmm. And then talking to
totally.
Others. Yeah, that is so fascinating. And as I'm listening to you talk, I'm thinking of all the parent education, all the teaching that I've done, and how that ties in so beautifully, in my mind anyway, with that whole idea of taking that time to actually say, okay, look, I can't sit down and listen to you right now. I'll pour you that cup of coffee, but it's going to be in 2 minutes, and then we're going to sit and you're going to just get to slurp that coffee right up, you know, and,
totally.
And to give them that space can make such a huge difference. So beautiful. So now I want to talk a little bit about the human design chart being innately feminine. What does that mean? Can you talk a bit about that?
Totally. So if we look at the, chart as a cross-cultural, archetype or cross-cultural blueprint for what does it mean to be a human being. You know, it's contained in this chart are all kinds of archetypes and really the story of the human condition. If you look at that story, what you'll see is that there's power in that story. We're designed to be powerful. In fact, it's such an important need that we go through two distinctly different developmental phases as children that help us discover our power, right? When we're toddlers or, you know, 2 to 5, we go through a phase where we're learning how to be powerful. And then when we're teens, we go through a phase where we're learning even more deeply, how are we powerful? We are trained in a very masculine model of power that is a model that is about usurping and taking and seizing and standing your ground and fighting, right? Mm-hmm. When we look at the blueprint of the human story, what we see is that the highest potential function of the places in the chart where there's power, best way to tap into that power is to respond. Everything in the chart, every source of power in the chart is responsive. We are designed to be powerful in response to the need for resources. We are designed to be powerful in response to a need for nurturing, caring, long-term planning, sustenance. We are designed to respond when our emotional energy is correct, not reactive, but deliberate. And we're designed to respond when the timing is right. So nothing in this chart says that the natural human condition is to go out and take power. In fact, if you go out and take power, it's not sustainable and it creates unsustainable consequences as a result. But if you instead let the world show up, assess it, feel your way into what's right, and then respond to what shows up, you then activate a much deeper, more sustainable, rich quality of power that also is also in conjunction with that, more equitable, more sustainable, and more peaceful in response.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention more nurturing, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Here's the thing. We are designed to respond to life and each other. And this is in the chart. This is not just this system. This is the synthesis of many cross-cultural archetypes. Mm-hmm. We are designed to take our direction in life and to interact with each other with a place from a place of compassion. That's the highest expression of the human potential. Learning how to tap into that is a little bit of an adventure, but we're getting there. I think
absolutely.
We're getting there.
Absolutely. But I mean, when you think about it, for like myself with my human design chart, and I'm not super familiar with human design, but I know enough to know that frustration is part of my challenge in life, that I'm going to get frustrated very easily, or, you know, frustration and anger show up in there. And knowing that makes it so much easier when I'm thinking about, you know, my relationship with my child, who's, you know, saying, right, mom, right, mom, right, mom, you know? And asking for that drop of coffee. So totally. It just, it just makes it all so real. And then it's so much easier to come from a place of compassion when we can understand that, okay, that's just me. That's just what's going on for me right now, you know, whatever. So,
well, and I think that's the piece that, I surveyed my list a few years ago and I asked, what was the greatest takeaway that you got from understanding your human design? And I expected people to say things like, oh, well, I learned how to make more money, or I sleep better, or my health has gotten better. And hands down, the biggest thing that people said was that I love that I understand my design, but the biggest benefit that I got was that when I started looking at the designs of the people in my life that I love, I got to see who they really are from such a different perspective. And I started to realize the things that they do that irritate me, they're doing because it's who they are. And that when I could start going, oh, this person who is irritating me because they need me to listen to them more. Or this person who is moody because of the way their emotional energy is configured, and they need space to be melancholic and to go inward before they can come out, and they need time for clarity, and I need to be patient with them instead of judging them for being emotional. And you know that the insights that you get, again, particularly as a parent, both not only into your own vulnerability and your own potential for reactivity, and every parent's going to have moments where you react, it's just the byproduct of being chronically sleep deprived and overwhelmed. Right.
Yes.
But you know, it, when you can start to look at your child and say, oh, this child's talking because they have to move energy, or, oh, this child is power struggling with me because their need for power is met in this way, and I'm not helping them get that need met correctly right now. And so I need to, instead of power struggle with this kid, take a step back and go, wow, where can I appropriately empower my kid in a way that's right for their design? Or if you can look at your child and say, this is a kid that needs other people because some people are going to be more social than others, or this is a child that's going to have a tendency to say things that are provocative and shocking sometimes, and I need to help them learn how to manage that part of their personality so they don't get punched in the face by somebody, right, or whatever, you know? So there's such a brilliance in being able to know somebody else and to really be able to accept them for who they are, which is, I think, at the root of everything we want, both personally and what we want for our children. We want them to be loved and
Absolutely.
Accepted. We want to be loved and accepted.
Yeah, we all want to be understood, accepted for who we are, mm-hmm. for sure. And I do think that it is so important for us to recognize that our relationships are our learning ground. That's,
totally.
You know, what our relationships are all about. So let me tell people how they find out more about you so we don't, you know, miss the opportunity to do that on this show. And then I do have one more question if we have the few seconds to do it. Mm-hmm. So now that we've got all the listeners curious about human design, I want them to know that they can head over to freehumandesignchart.com and you can download your free chart there. You can also do them for your kids, I would imagine. And Karen mentioned to me just before the show that there is a Parenting by Design course. So you can find out more about Karen and all that she offers at quantumalignmentsystems.com or system.com. And just one system. And both of those websites will be up on my blog attached to the show as usual. So you can go to vibrantpowerfulmoms.com to get them. And I would imagine, Karen, that they can find Parenting by Design there. on the
It's on the quantumalignmentsystem.com website in the store. Yeah, totally.
Perfect. Okay. So you made a comment in one of your recent emails that life is long. I would love if you could just quickly give us a little bit on that.
Well, I think we have this expression, life is short, right? And I've been reading it here and I'm thinking, I think that's a really dangerous mindset, because I know the intention is to get us to savor the moment, but if we think life is short, then we're making short-term decisions in the moment. And what the human design chart shows us is that we're all here to become masters of ourselves, ultimately. And that mastery, and I'm saying this now as a 54-year-old woman, you know, mastery takes time. You're not going to become masterful in your 20s or in your 30s, in your 40s. And I know that sounds depressing to some people, but it does take time to become masterful. And if we can go, okay, life is long, then I can accept that, then you also have time to make mistakes. You have time to start over. You have time to have a late start. You have time to practice. You have time to get it right, quote unquote. I think we start embracing the idea and teaching our children life is long, so make decisions accordingly. Make decisions that cause you to live a long life, and every step that you make within that long life is enriching and fulfilling your expression. I think it's just a very different way of living.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Karen, for all that you do in the world and for taking the time to be with us here today. I'm grateful beyond words. So thank you, Debbie,
for having me. Thank you.
I'm so thrilled to have had you here. And same to you, our listeners. I just want to really thank you for being you, for continuing to listen to the show, for wanting to grow, for wanting to be the best parent you can be. I so appreciate you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Karen Curry Parker, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.